Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Yeah, this movie has a great soundtrack too. Ah, should have thought about it. You got this one, Bob Dylan.
It's like one of your favorite movies too.
It is my favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Flat out, like.
Yes.
Favorite movie.
Yes.
Wow.
I have watched it more times than any other film.
Should have had it on your list.
I thought about it, but then I was thinking about like official soundtracks, I guess. Movies that had official soundtracks. I don't know what the Big Lebowski did. Did the official soundtrack come out with the movie? I'm going to check, because I'm not sure. But just songs in the movie, you had The Man in Me, Bob Dylan, couple CCR songs, including Looking Out My Back Door, Run Through the Jungle. Kenny Rogers, A New Edition, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I'm sure I'm missing some others, but yeah. Great soundtrack, though. I used to see they had like a... Let's see. So the movie came out in 98. Was an actual soundtrack released with it? Yeah, there was. There was a soundtrack album. My bad. Yep. Yeah. Oh.
What was on it?
Songs I just mentioned. In addition, you had a cover of the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers by Townes Van Zandt to close the film, which is very good. You had the Mexican band cover of Hotel California in Spanish.
Okay.
When you see Jesus Quintana, you're introduced to him in the movie and his very weird, eccentric personality.
Wow.
So yeah. Okay, maybe I should put the Big Lebowski on there. I'm getting other people tweet at me. The Black Oak Bandit tweets at me. His Mount Rushmore, Pulp Fiction, good choice, which I already said. The Crow. Oh, yeah, The Crow did have a good one. The Crow's that movie in the 90s. Bruce Lee's son was in it. Bruce Lee's son died filming it.
Oh, wow.
Because he accidentally got shot by a gun that had a real bullet in it when it was supposed to be a blank.
What?
Yeah. He's got Forrest Gump, just like some of you all have had. Uh-huh. Also, Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
Okay.
Not bad.
Good list. Good little list there. But the movie that was on all of our lists, though, Top Gun, wouldn't you know it that the first trailer for Top Gun Maverick was dropped today.
That's the name of the sequel?
Top Gun Maverick, the sequel that's 33 years in the making.
Jeez.
Original.
I feel like they teased this a couple years ago. They did, didn't they?
They did.
Okay.
I mean, this has been in the works, but now it's official.
Okay.
It's a thing. I have not actually seen the trailer yet. I'm going to play it on mute here. I'm just going to describe to you what I see. So I'm playing right now. I see a desert. I'm sure there's some ominous... Oh, there's a low-flying jet about 20 feet over the desert floor.
Okay.
That's probably...
Makes sense.
Pretty dangerous. The jet's like... It's one of those shots like the jet's all the way out in the distance, but you see it closing in on the camera.
Yeah.
That jet's still flying low. It's Top Gun. There's going to be a lot of jet flying. Oh, 2 seconds from target. And you just go straight vertical
pull up,
in the air.
Pull up.
I'm sure that would make me puke. There's an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean with more jets.
Haven't seen Tom Cruise's face yet.
Oh, is that the dude from the original? It might be.
I don't know.
Old commanding officer. There's Tom Cruise.
There he is.
Oh, there's Maverick.
He's back.
Maverick looking not that much older than he did in the 80s. It's that Scientology stuff. Scientology, hey. I guess, makes you not age.
That's a good sign.
L. Ron Hubbard's magic water. Here's Tom Cruise in the jet taking off from an aircraft carrier in 2020. So maybe he's coming out next year.
2020.
It's got to be like the big summer blockbuster next year, right?
I don't know.
Oh, there's the same bike from the first movie. He's still driving that motorcycle. I'm sure. Oh, more shirtless dudes probably playing beach volleyball.
Heck yeah.
That's nice.
That's what we like to see.
Love to see it. Tom Cruise. It's almost over here. Tom Cruise flying a jet again. He's leading a squadron. Jet slow flying over water this time. Oh, and snowy mountains this time.
Snowy mountains.
Tom Cruise just turned upside down on the jet. That looks like that would make me hurl. I'm sure he's saying something. This very dramatic shot of him on the carrier. He's looking at somebody saying something again. I feel the need for speed. Probably said something like that. And then there's the title card, Top Gun Maverick. It was unveiled today as a surprise appearance in San Diego Comic-Con. Guys, are you excited for the sequel to Top Gun, or is this going to just be a money grab by Hollywood? It's going to end up sucking.
I'm a little scared that it's going to ruin the allure of the first one.
I'm with Julie on that.
It's not going to follow up.
I don't know if it can. Those are big shoes to fill.
There's so much time in between.
I will hold out. I'll hold out for next year just because, I mean, it's still Tom Cruise in the leading role. You're bringing back, how much of the cast are you bringing back here? You're bringing back Val Kilmer as Iceman. Yes.
Okay, I like
love
that.
Love Val Kilmer. So how about this? So Miles Teller is going to be in the movie. Miles Teller is going to be...
I love Miles Teller.
Goose's son. He's going to be Goose's son, Bradley Bradshaw. Okay. Pilot trainee and the son of Maverick's late flight partner, Nick Goose Bradshaw. In the first film, Bradley was portrayed by two twins, Aaron and Adam Weiss, but now they're giving this to Miles Teller.
Okay. I love him.
Okay, fair enough. You got Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm. Doesn't have John Hamm's role, but he's in here. Ed Harris. Let's see here. Anyone else I know? I don't know some of these names off the top of my mind. But it looks like it's a strong cast.
Hmm.
June 26th. So we're 11 months away from Top Gun Maverick.
All right.
I'll hold out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions until I see it, but...
It says that Maverick is a new flight instructor at the Top Gun school. He guides Goose's son to become a pilot as his father was.
Aww.
So I'm sure there's going to be like that father-son thing going on between Maverick and Goose's son. It's going to be a lot of that tension about how like, my dad died before I got to know him, all this stuff. There's going to be a lot of emotional arguments, I know.
Yeah.
Probably some montages.
I feel like that sounds like a little cheesy, but like I think about it, and the movie
Top Gun
was a little cheesy. So I feel like it's
no, it definitely.
As
I'm not worried about it.
In the '80s, were very cheesy.
So if it keeps with the cheesy storylines, I'm not that worried. I think you can't ruin a cheesy movie with another cheesy movie. I think you can just make two cheesy movies.
You do have to worry about the fact that if it's not good, you're going to wonder, why was this made in the first place? Mm-hmm. There's some movies that probably just don't need a sequel. Like, did Independence Day need a sequel?
No.
That movie bombed.
Yeah.
Oh, when did that one come out? I feel like that was 2016.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
Was
it supposed to be 20 years after? Yeah, Resurgence. Well, the reason that one sucked, there was no Will Smith.
Yeah,
that's
a big part of the first movie.
At least you got Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer coming back for this one. Yeah, the Independence Day Resurgence, 29% positive.
I know. Surely Tom Cruise is going to be like, look, we can't screw this up. This is like one of my most iconic movies.
This isn't like original, what I'm about to say, but Hollywood's ran out of ideas for original
They're
films.
Making, they're, yeah, they're just remaking all the classics.
Remakes and sequels.
Yeah.
And I'm more fine with the sequels than I am the remakes. Especially the remakes suck.
Yeah.
Did you see the Cats trailer?
I saw that there was a Cats trailer. I'm not going to look at the Cats trailer.
I don't want to either because that's literally one of my favorite musicals. And if I look at it and get disappointed, that's not going to be a good day for me.
Let me see some... what's some remakes here? Got the 15 worst remakes of classic 80s movies.
Okay.
Oh, I already know the movie. Oh, I already know this movie they used as the title picture here. Let's get on here. What do they got the 15 worst? 15, The Karate Kid remake with Jane Smith.
Yeah, I agree.
The Evil Dead remake.
Never saw that.
Was the Evil Dead remake supposed to be bad?
I don't...
You want to talk about silly movies? Like, every other Evil Dead movie after the first one was silly with Bruce Campbell.
Right.
But that's what made them classics. Oh, I forgot they...
I didn't see the sequel to Evil Dead, but I don't think it was as bad as they're making it out to be. I think people actually enjoy that one.
I forgot this was remade right here. RoboCop was remade in 2014.
RoboCop.
Clash of the Titans. Yeah.
Never saw that.
I'm surprised this is only 11. This movie was terrible. I saw it in theaters. The Red Dawn remake that had Josh Peck.
Josh Peck.
I'm sorry. I love Josh Peck, but I'm sorry. You can't go from being nervous while doing the weather for your dad to go into fighting. They were fighting North Koreans in this movie. It was originally supposed to be a Chinese invasion, which is a lot more plausible, right?
Yeah.
But they wanted the movie to make money in China. Because there's a big audience for Western movies in China. Mm. The Chinese government wasn't going to let that fly, so they had to change it to North Koreans. I'm sorry, North Korea cannot invade the United States.
No.
That's not happening, folks.
And Josh Peck can't be the one leading it or being in it. I only see him as Josh Peck, Josh from Drake and Josh.
I didn't know The Fog was a remake in 2005. Let's see here.
What's the...
The original Fog was in 1980.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was the remake of Total Recall. The Schwarzenegger movie.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, I think I saw the Total Recall remake. That wasn't that good. We're at number 8, the Friday the 13th remake. Is it really a remake, though? I feel like that's just another reboot. I feel like a reboot's different than
a remake. Nightmare on Elm Street did a reboot, too, and I actually liked that one. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
It's newer.
Oh, they did remake The Thing in 2011. Pass. I don't know what that movie is. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street is number 5.
Yeah.
The worst one.
In the worst? I didn't mind the remake.
In 2010. There was that remake of Annie in 2014. They got that at number 4.
Oh, geez.
Oh, there was the Poltergeist remake in 2015.
Did people like that?
Apparently
I thought
not.
People did.
It's the third worst.
Jeez.
According to Screen Rant, number 2 is Arthur, which was a 1981 comedy. This remake had Russell Brand in it, so I could see how it was probably bad. Number 1.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this was a thing.
Oh, no.
Conan the Barbarian. Oh, it was really
number
bad.
Number 1.
It said the unofficial king of directing terrible remakes, director Marcus Nespel. He also helmed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot. He brings out his big guns to transform Conan the Barbarian into Conan the Boring.
Mm.
Guess who was Conan the Barbarian in the movie, though?
Who?
Conan O'Brien.
No.
Dang.
Jason Momoa.
E.
So Khal Drogo, Aquaman.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he fits the part. He's got the long hair. He's got the build and everything. But apparently the movie was completely terrible. Apparently it was so bad it was impossible to set the sequel.
Dang.
Yeah, most of these 80s remakes, they end up sucking. They end up being really bad.
It's so hard to do. Like, so hard to, you know, the times change and people love the first one so much, it's hard to follow up.
But it's just like, why the 80s? Why would we just pick the 80s to just remake all the movies from that decade? Does it need to be done?
No.
Or are they just doing what Disney's doing with the live action remakes? They're just cashing
in on
nostalgia.
Wanted to make it more contemporary and appealing to today's society.
Speaking of those live action remakes, have you seen the mixed reviews for Lion King? Some people really hate it.
A lot of people hating on that
Some
movie.
People really said it took away the soul.
I was wanting to see it, but now I'm kind of like, maybe I don't want to.
Yeah, it's kind of scared me away a little bit.
Yeah.
It's
really interesting.
They need to come up with something original. Oh, yeah. Here's one, too, that didn't make sense. Did you see Overboard last year?
Mm-mm.
The one with Anna Faris?
No.
Okay, that was a remake of a 1987 movie, Overboard, which had Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Okay.
That movie, I had no clue it was a remake because apparently the original was just like, meh.
Huh.
So now we're even remaking meh movies.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
Come on, Hollywood.
Got a big, big problem here. Also, speaking of, now here's a good remake. The It Chapter 2 trailer.
Oh, man. The final trailer dropped. This right before I came here this afternoon.
Did it freak you out a little bit?
It did.
I thought this one wasn't as bad as the one with the old woman. I thought the one with the old woman was pretty bad.
Yeah, this one looks creepy. I really like the first one they did, what was it, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah, chapter one. Because it, as the book, is so damn long.
Yeah.
I had to break this into two parts. This is when 27 years after the original.
Yeah, so all the kids in the first remake are old now. And, yeah, I like it. It looks really scary.
Have you seen the cast?
Yeah, I saw. Well, I just saw the trailer. But they have any, like, notable?
Oh.
They do.
Oh, they got plenty. They got plenty. Here we go. Oh, that poster's terrifying. Look at this. Look at that poster.
I know.
It's just Pennywise's giant forehead.
Whoever, I can't remember what his name is, the guy who plays Bill Pennywise. Bill Skarsgård. Yes. He was on a late night show. I can't remember which one it was, but they had him, like, do the smile he does in the movie, like, without any makeup on or anything.
He's a terrifying person.
And he's like, ooh.
So here's the
perfect for that role.
Here's the adult cast. As adult Bill, you have James McAvoy,
okay,
which is fantastic. Jessica Chastain is adult Beverly.
Okay.
You got Bill Hader as adult Richie, which is fantastic.
Oh wow.
Adult Mike is Isaiah Mustafa, the Old Spice guy.
Okay.
That's it, as far as like the really notable ones.
Bill Hader, that's gonna be
Jay Ryan is adult Ben. Who is Jay Ryan? I don't. Oh, he's Australian. Oh, he's New Zealand. So he's known. He's known over there.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm very excited for it, and I'm not even like a huge horror movie fan.
I love horror movies.
But I loved Chapter One, and it was really good. I already liked the TV movie. But obviously, there were some things on TV you couldn't do true to the book in theaters,
mm-hmm.
And now they're able to do that more. So I'm excited.
I'm
definitely excited. Big day for movie trailers.
Yeah, I'd say so. For it.
Apparently, there's like a new trailer for the new Jay and Silent Bob movie. I'm not a big Jay and Silent Bob fan, but
yeah, me either. Haven't seen that.
But apparently, it's a big day for trailers. So, congratulations if you're a fan of all three of those. We got hit the first break of hour two. 865-546-8200 to hop on the Nextdoor Home Network hotline. You got more overtime coming your way as we take you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Keep it right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.
We are back on overtime here as we keep rolling along in hour number two of the program here. Before we get back into business here, I want to tell you about our new friends from the Nextdoor Home Network, Eli Quorum and his crew with Keller Williams Realty, the new sponsors of the phone lines here, 865-546-8200 to get on board here. Let's tell you about Eli Quorum with the Nextdoor Home Group. They're in the top 5% of realtors in the Knoxville market, and they have been for the past 4 years. Very straightforward team that gets the job done with money left in your pocket, and it gives you a fun, stress-free buying or selling experience. Eli Quorum has a top-notch team with the most effective marketing programs in the real estate industry, and also negotiation and customer service skills that are unmatched in the real estate market. To give their office a call, just dial 865-233-9461. That's 865-233-9461. Or go to nextdoorhomes.com. Eli Quorum with the Nextdoor Home Group with Keller Williams Realty. No gimmicks, just results. Getting back into it here. Oh, man. Where do we want to go to here? We'll take a vote. I can either tell you about, apparently, it might be a minor beef, but apparently Tony Romo might be getting into minor beef with Peyton Manning.
Uh-oh.
Or we can talk about the idiot who approached the mother bear in Cade's Cove. Where do we go here?
Let's talk about Romo and Peyton Manning beef.
Let's go ahead and do it.
I agree with that one.
So, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Peyton Manning was talking about why he ended up not taking a broadcasting job this year. Really, his main reason was he didn't really want to have to criticize objectively a lot of his former teammates, and especially Eli. Didn't want to have to criticize his baby brother on national TV.
Right.
So, he also said here, he's talking about the broadcasting. He said, I saw where Tony Romo said that he always knew he wanted to be a broadcaster. Well, I always knew I wanted to be a football player. That's all I knew. I was all in on that job. I didn't think about anything else while I was playing. So, Tony Romo, who's done a fantastic job for CBS, obviously.
Yeah.
Apparently, he felt slighted by that. Now, when I reread what Peyton said, I think I kind of would a little bit if I was Tony Romo. Maybe Peyton didn't mean it that way.
I'm sure he didn't.
But this is what Romo said. He was interviewed on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He said, I actually hadn't heard those comments. I like to tunnel the little bubble I live in. But ultimately, that's something I never actually said. He said, I didn't start thinking about being a broadcaster until I was contemplating retirement. And so at that point, then you're going to start thinking about your next stage. So that's what he said.
Hmm.
So Tony Romo felt slighted a little bit. He said he didn't. He said he didn't say they always knew he wanted to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Even when he was in the middle of playing football. So maybe this is something Peyton misheard. Maybe it's just a bunch of misunderstandings.
That's what it sounds like. It's very interesting.
Do you think this might turn into like a little beef, or is this it?
I don't think so.
I don't think Peyton's one to really like continue like a sparring war of words, especially when both of them are not playing football anymore.
Yeah, I don't think either of them really want to continue this beef.
I just thought,
if there is any beef.
I just thought that was interesting. I saw that today.
I
didn't think that.
Sounds like he was just a little. Tony was just a little bit thrown off by.
Maybe it's because maybe Romo's like, man, I didn't say that. And maybe he's taking that as a swipe at the fact that Peyton Manning, obviously a much better football player than Tony Romo was.
Maybe, trying to defend himself.
Maybe he's saying that when Peyton's saying all he wanted to do was be a football player, he was all in on that job. Tony Romo's seeing that and thinking, oh, what? So are you saying I wasn't all in on being a football player? That's why I don't have the records that you had. That's why I wasn't able to ever get the Cowboys far in the playoffs? Is that what you're saying, Peyton?
I mean,
I wouldn't think Peyton would be like that on purpose.
No.
Like, I really don't. There's some idiot writing for Barstool who thinks different. Will, you read Barstool a lot more than I do. Do you know of Jerry Thornton?
I've read a couple of his blogs before.
Well, obviously, this dude, Barstool, it's grown to be more than what it originally was, but at its core, it's still a Boston-based, Boston-leaning blog here. And this dude's a very Boston person. Of course, being Barry Boston, you're going to love Tom Brady. Most likely, you're not going to like Peyton Manning because of his legitimate claim to being a better quarterback. And so he's so salty here. He's talking about, like, oh, this is Peyton Manning unfiltered. Peyton Manning's such a D-bag when he's unfiltered.
Mm.
He's so classless here. I hope people get to see the real Peyton Manning.
Oh, whatever. Well, like, he knows who the real Peyton Manning is.
Peyton didn't come out and say, yeah, Tony Romo was a trash quarterback. That's why he decided to retire early and go to the broadcast booth.
No.
I'll never do that because I wasn't a trash quarterback. He didn't say that.
No. There's no way.
You know what? This just reaffirms to me a lot more. Man, Patriots fans? Still insecure about Peyton Manning. He's not played football since February 2016.
They cannot get him out of their head.
But like he's done. He can't pad on to his numbers anymore. Brady's still playing football, so Brady's chasing what Peyton did.
Yeah.
There's no more of a threat. Why do they still feel insecure? Is it because they know deep down that, yeah, besides the rings, I mean, people got a point when it comes to how good he actually was on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Boston, like, sports fans and then Vol Twitter. So, like, Boston Twitter and Vol Twitter are known as probably the, like, not top two, but probably top 10, if not top five, sports fan bases on social media. And so, I mean, there's always a lot of Boston stuff coming across my timeline talking about Peyton Manning and the Tom Brady rivalry. So it's, I don't think it will ever die.
Get over Peyton. He doesn't play football anymore.
But I don't
they're
think
they're still trying to prove that doesn't their quarterback's better.
Why do they feel like they have to?
Exactly.
I'm not.
Speaks for itself.
I'm not going to tweet every day about why Peyton's superior to Brady. I know he's the superior on the field quarterback.
Yeah.
You could talk about the regular season record, but you know, if Patriots fans want to talk about the playoffs, okay, let's talk about the head-to-head record in the playoffs. Peyton has the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton has the edge in the AFC Championship game, especially.
I mean,
this is Peyton at later. This is Peyton at like old in his career, like late 30s. Peyton Manning took care of the Patriots twice in the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
It's just very insecure. But Will, I do know about that. There was like a strange marriage last month between Boston Sports Twitter and Vol Twitter when Grant Williams was drafted by the Celtics.
Yeah, it didn't feel natural. It felt like one of those. It was like kind of an arranged marriage, but like you were kind of okay with it because like good things were going to come out of it. Grant Williams was obviously going to the NBA. Vol Twitter was always behind Grant and wherever he went, and so there was just kind of like a little like, hey, we kind of hate each other. We can't really hate each other anymore type of deal. And hopefully Grant Williams will be the glue that holds the bond between Boston Twitter and Vol Twitter, maybe, if he has a really good career, which I think he could.
I mean, Celtics fans already love some Grant.
They do.
They love Grant. Or as they call him, Grant William.
William.
One word, Grant William. They do love him some Grant. It's so weird, though, isn't it? Because it's like,
that was
we're similar in a way, Tennessee fans and Boston fans, but at the same time, you can't get much more different.
Yeah.
Like, it's college sports here, first and foremost. They could give a crap less up there in New England. It's all about pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
It, completely different. You're talking about Southern Appalachian culture meshing with Boston. You'll ask a random person from East Tennessee about clam chowder. It'll be like, what the hell's that?
Never heard of it.
Just like Pruitt when he saw asparagus. I ain't never heard of it.
Did you see the sabermetric that ESPN put under his little name?
Hadn't heard of asparagus until 2006.
Yeah, nothing about coaching football. Hadn't heard about asparagus until 2006.
They also put where he drove Kirby Smart's pregnant wife to the hospital when she was in labor.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What were they doing?
I know, like one.
I'm not speculating.
No.
But
I'm just saying, when were they, like, it's interesting.
Can't drive your own pregnant wife
right
to the hospital, Kirby. Gotta
when
have
were
your...
they that close?
There was probably like a team meeting or something that Alabama had, and Kirby couldn't be brought away from it.
Maybe.
Couldn't be brought away for the birth of his child.
That's what I'd like to know. Funny how that works out. I don't know. Interesting sabermetrics, though. We got to hit another break. We got birthdays coming up next. Another fantastic day for birthdays. We're going to have Will versus Julia once again here. You don't want to miss it. 865-546-8200. If you'd like to jump on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, we'll be back with more overtime when we come back.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time for birthdays here, July 18th. I almost said 17th. I'm getting behind my days.
That was yesterday.
It was. We have a better day than yesterday. We got more.
Okay.
So it's I've been struggling with the quantity of birthdays. Today gave me something good. I had 6 birthdays and only 1 this day in history.
Okay.
So, let's see. I might actually change this day in history because I did like test run with John Reed earlier in. This day in history is kind of maybe too easy. It might have been.
Too easy.
I might
no
have
such
something.
Thing.
We need all the freebies we can get. It's
no such
there's better easy. Ones. I'm going to replace and use something else. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right. 6 birthdays. Name quality. Great again. I'm going to give this.
A.
Yeah, let's get to an A.
Woo!
This gets an A. This gets another solid A. So we've been having really good quality so far in the middle of July.
Let's go.
Shout out to all you celebrity parents who are making babies in November. Really appreciate it.
It's a good time.
Really do appreciate it.
Thanksgiving.
Thankful.
You're locked in there. It's cold outside. Hey, things happen. Let's go ahead and get into it. Oh, good Lord. Let's get into this first one. She's 44 today. She's an English rapper. Really known for one song. However, also had a guest appearance at a Super Bowl halftime show a few years ago. Really controversial. She gave the middle finger to the camera.
MIA.
Is MIA. Broadcast to the
paper planes.
Entire world. Known for paper planes.
Never. No offense to MIA. Never heard of you before.
You've heard Paper Planes.
I've heard the song. Yeah. I've never heard of that name before.
I remember that. She was performing the Madonna song.
With Madonna.
Yep.
Gave the middle finger.
Her, Madonna, and Nicki Minaj, was it? The third one? I can't remember who else was on that song.
Oh, who was?
But it was that Madonna song.
Was it Nicki Minaj?
I can't remember, but I distinctly remember her flipping off the camera, and that was not good.
What Super Bowl was that? What year? Do you remember?
It was the 2011 season. Yeah, it was Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, yeah.
Give Me All Your Love, and that was the song.
Yep.
Super Bowl 46 halftime show. So it's when the Giants beat the Patriots for the second time.
I remember Nicki Minaj, and I remember Madonna. Never heard of MIA.
Yep.
She is really only known for that.
For Paper Planes.
Paper Planes song.
All right, 1-0 lead for Julia. Let's go on to this next one here. Would have been 98 today. Rest in peace. Actually passed away in 2016, so not that long ago. He would have been 98 today. American hero. He's known as the first American to orbit the Earth. He circled it 3 times in 1962.
Okay.
He's an astronaut, yeah.
Astronaut.
It's a name you both have probably heard before, just mentioning history of space exploration.
Okay.
That's all I can really give you.
All you got?
I mean, he was also a U.S. senator from 74 to 99, but, I mean, he's really mostly known for orbiting the Earth. First American to do it.
Well.
We're right in the middle of the anniversary of Apollo 11. This guy's name's been brought up a lot, too. Okay, initials. J.G. Not Jarrett Garantano, but...
J.G. E.
5, 4. Nobody got it. John Glenn.
Nope.
Really?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Wow.
Sorry, John.
The disrespect. The disrespect. All right, moving on. 1-0 lead for Julia. Next up here. She is 39 today. I would definitely consider her an A-list. Yeah, she's an A-lister. I don't know why I thought she wouldn't have been. American actress and also a singer on the side, too, but mainly known for just being an actress. All right. She, from 2007 to 2012, she voiced the narrator in the teen drama series Gossip Girl, then moved on to film roles such as Forgetting Sarah Marshall, When in Rome, Bad Moms, and voiced Princess Anna in Frozen, which she will do again in Frozen 2. She's married. She's 39 today. She's also married to Dax Shepard.
Is it Kristen Bell?
It is Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Okay. It's wow. Kristen Bell.
There you go.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you unsure?
Yeah. She doesn't seem that old to me. 39. But I guess she is.
39. Yeah.
She's getting up there.
Yeah, still looks very good for her age, though.
Yeah, she does.
All right, 2-0 lead for Julia here. Most dangerous lead, though.
It is the most dangerous lead.
You have to remember that. Let's stop here. He is a nice 69 years old today.
Nice.
He's English, and he is a business magnate, investor, author, and philanthropist. He's knighted, so when you say his name, you start with Sir.
Sir.
He founded the Virgin Group in the 1970s. It controls more than 400 companies in various fields. He's known for, he's got the airlines, Virgin Records, even have Virgin Mobile. He's also trying to send people into space with Virgin Galactic.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's got the long blonde hair and the goatee.
Oh.
As of April 2018, his estimated net worth is $5.1 billion.
Can you give initials?
RB.
I don't know.
Sir RB.
Richard Banks.
No, Richard Branson.
Oh, Glorious Closet.
Got the Richard. Got the Richard.
I don't know.
All right, here, still a 2-0 lead for Julie. We got one, two, we only have two.
Okay.
So Will's got to get these next two.
Turn it into a short day.
Will's got to get these next two here. Julie gets anything else, she wins.
Okay.
All right. He would have been 101 today. He passed away in 2013, so another person who didn't die all that long ago. He was a South African revolutionary.
Nelson Mandela.
Is Nelson Mandela.
Oh.
Served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was in prison for the longest time.
Yeah.
For his anti-apartheid leadership.
Have either of you been victims of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
I have too.
I have not.
Really?
Not
Are
that I know
sure
of.
Are you sure about that?
Not... If I took like a couple minutes and sat back and really thought about it, I could probably come up with an example, but not that I know of off the top of my head.
The spelling of the Berenstain Bears. Have you seen that?
Yes.
That one's gotten me.
That one got me.
Jif used to be Jiffy. Have you seen that one? The peanut butter? Jif peanut butter?
It did or didn't used to be Jiffy.
Well, people thought it used to be Jiffy, but it's really Jif.
No, I knew it was Jif.
That one got me, too.
I knew that was Jif. Anything else?
A
lot of people think...
Mirror, mirror on the wall. I can't remember exactly what that one was.
Another good
Who's the fairest of them all?
How does... what's the final lyric in We Are the Champions by Queen? Is it We Are the Champions or We Are the Champions of the World?
Of the world.
No.
What?
The final line is just... We are the champions, and it just fades out.
No!
He does say of the world in like a chorus, but the song ends with just...
Of the world.
No, it doesn't end like that.
Yeah, no, I thought
That's
that was
BS.
Exactly...
There's okay. no way.
To answer your question now, I have been affected by the Nelson Mandela effect.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
It has gotten everybody. It has gotten everybody. I'll look at the lyrics right now.
So it just ends, we are the champions.
No time for losers, because we are the champions. Final lyric.
Of the world.
No.
That makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yep. Learn something new every day.
I hate this.
We got to finish the game, though. 2-1 lead for Julia. We'll see if we get this day in history tiebreaker. Will gets this one.
I'm freaked out.
52 years old today, A-list actor. He was born Mark Sinclair. He's known by a stage name, though. He's an American actor. He first served in Saving Private Ryan. However, he rose to international fame with his role as Dominic Toretto in The Fast and Furious. Vin Diesel.
Woo!
Julia gets it with Vin Diesel.
What's his original name?
Mark Sinclair.
I like Vin Diesel.
If your name is Mark Sinclair, you'd go by Vin Diesel, too.
That's three straight days I've lost 3-1.
Sorry, Will.
It's okay.
Happens. It happens. Happy birthday, Vin Diesel. 52.
I thought he was older.
Only 52.
Dang.
Only 52. All right, since Julie already won the game, I'm just going to run through a bunch of this day in history. So the easy one I had, so this day, 1940, this person was nominated for an unprecedented third term for U.S. president.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, see how easy that was?
Yeah.
Who's the only president to serve more than two? It's him. So.
And he served four.
Yeah, he served four.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? On this day in 1995, this little-known law professor's memoir was published called Dreams from My Father. He would go on to become a lot bigger than a little-known law professor from Chicago.
Barack Obama?
It is Obama.
Yeah.
It was Obama. 1986 video of this wreckage was released for the first time.
Wreckage.
After this first manned mission to this wreckage site.
Mm.
Titanic?
It's Titanic.
Oh.
1936, Civil War broke out in this European country.
France?
Mm-mm.
Spain.
Spain. Spanish Civil War.
It's the French Revolution, not the Civil War.
And how about this? 70 years before Obama's book was released, this book was released too. A lot different person, though. On this day, 1925, Volume 1. This philosophical autobiography was released, sold, how many copies did it sell in its first year? Like I said, 1925.
Different person.
And the first year only sold under 9,500 copies. Person who ended up being pretty important.
Is it Mein Kampf?
Is Mein Kampf Hitler?
Oh, Hitler.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, not happy anniversary. This is just something that happened.
Jeez.
Anything else? Oh, Rome burned in 64 AD. Nero watched while it burned. Played fiddle.
Big day.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. So there you go. Julia wins. Congrats.
So the easy one that you were going to throw out was the FDR.
FDR, yeah.
Only one I knew.
I probably would have made Titanic or Spanish Civil War.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to make it Mein Kampf. Ain't going to have Hitler.
Take a dark turn.
I'm not going to have Hitler as the game deciding question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's probably smart.
Let's go ahead and hit the final break of the show. 865-546-8200. Hop on the Nextdoor Home Network hotline here. We're going to wrap up your Thursday edition of Overtime. When we come back, you're listening to Fan Run Radio.
Well, I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way. Always thought that it'd be too crazy, but I found a way. If you open up your mind, it's gonna take some time to realize.
Finishing overtime here on your Thursday. Last shot to get on the Nextdoor Home Network hotlines here, 865-546-8200. I've been meaning to talk about this complete and utter moron, this damn dullard, this complete waste of oxygen, this mutation in the gene pool here. Should I keep going on?
I thought we already talked about Matt Hayes.
I think we
get
the point.
Oh, did you hear what he said, Julia?
What did he say?
Say it again.
I thought we already talked about Matt Hayes.
Oh!
Ow!
Got him.
Ow!
I'll be here until tomorrow.
Until
school starts back up.
The young gun taking shots. Taking some shots here. But no, I'm talking about this person who went to Cades Cove. Beautiful area. One of the most beautiful areas of the country. Right there at the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. One of the things you will see, obviously, it's right in the middle of beautiful nature in Cades Cove.
Cades Cove.
Love it too. You're going to see a lot of wildlife. A thing people really try to look out for, which is there's a lot of in the Smoky Mountains, it's black bears.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, there's plenty of them. You can look at them, that's fine. What's one of the last things you would do if you saw a mother bear?
Walk right up to it.
Try to take my picture with it, arm around it.
Selfie.
Yeah.
With the black bear. Yeah.
Well,
that's probably up there.
This dude did this on Saturday. Like I said, I've been meaning to talk about this. This happened over the weekend.
This guy is literally everywhere. Like, friends of mine that don't even live anywhere near Tennessee.
I'm reading on Fox News.
Yeah. National headlines. Like, idiot.
So, a black bear in Tennessee charged at a man who was seen on video Saturday approaching the animal and her cubs. So, the cubs are with her. And this dude just decides he's just going to approach a bear with cubs. This dude came so close to the bear and the cubs. So, of course, Mama Bear is going to be very protective. You have to be. I'm watching the video again here.
No, he just runs right up to it.
So, the person recording is like on top of their car or camper or something. Yeah! He's like trying to feed him. This dog is putting his hand. And then he runs to get. Like. The mother bear and the cubs are clearly trying to stay away.
They're trying to cross the road.
Yeah, they're in this little parking lot here next to the road. He, like, gets in front of the mom bear and, like, points back out towards the field or something.
Yeah, trying to, like,
and
direct them.
You see the mom bear, of course, charges at him a little bit. She doesn't attack him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, lets her cubs cross and just crosses the street.
It's infuriating.
This idiot's just sitting here. This dude's got to be, what, his 50s or something? 50-something-year-old dude, probably from God knows where.
Probably a tourist.
Stupid tourist. The man was not hurt, although I wish he kind of was. Not killed, but Mama Bear probably should have took a big swipe at his face.
But you know what the sad thing is? I'm kind of glad that Mama Bear didn't, because if she would have, yeah, she would have been put down.
Well, thankfully,
because of that guy's idiocy.
Thankfully, park officials said nothing's going to happen to the Mama Bear. And why would it? I mean,
yeah,
nothing did happen. She's just
in her home.
Man, you can't punish the animals when they're just protecting themselves.
Yeah, especially a mom of baby bear cubs. Like,
this would be different.
Everyone knows not to mess with
this. This would be different if someone was just hiking and a bear came out of nowhere. It was just like a chance encounter. This person did this to himself.
Yeah.
He
asked for it.
Reading some more here. One of the witnesses said that they stayed in their truck and watched from a distance as a man approached the bear. She's the one who recorded it. She said she witnessed... She called it intense, calling it unbelievable that the man had gotten away unscathed. She said, "I don't know how he's still alive, honestly." She wrote on Facebook, "There are signs everywhere stating to stay 50 yards away from the animals." This dude was like 3 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
The man did not listen and could have died because of it. She said, "I was confused at first as I couldn't understand what enticed this man to even consider going towards the bear and her cubs." And park officials can't charge the dude with anything because they can't find his identity yet.
Really?
I'm usually not pro, like, hunting people down on the internet because of videos. This is an exception in this case.
What would they charge him with, though?
I don't know. I mean, surely you can be at least fine.
Surely just ban him from Kate's Hope.
I mean, this is almost just another example of natural selection.
Yeah. You don't mess with Mama Bear.
No, you don't. Literally, you don't mess with Mama Bear. All right, that'll do it for overtime. For Julie Ramsey, Will Stevens, I'm Tarrant Carson. We may be back tomorrow. We've got to find somewhere to replace Julia. Julia will be off tomorrow, but either way, we will see when we see you. Y'all have a good night.